It's called couples therapy.
That's where you get to help us out at 222-BUZZ.
Well, either we need you to be the therapist, or hey, if you ever have something where you and your husband are just on opposite sides of the argument and you just can't come to an agreement, you let us know and we'll all help you talk through it.
Sure. And our number is 222-2899. Katie's on the phone. Hi, Katie.
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Need a little therapy? A little free therapy for thousands of people to judge you?
Yes,
this is not the judgment zone. This is purely, this is purely we're helping.
Sure,
we're not judging.
Okay. No, not at all.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm in a really crazy dilemma and I have no idea what to do. Mm-hmm. So my husband's parents, after 40 years of marriage, have decided to get a divorce.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So they live in Erie, and both are planning to come visit for Thanksgiving like they normally would.
Mm-hmm.
But both of his parents texted him wanting to stay with us for the week they're here.
Both of them normally do.
Oh. Both of them.
And they're separated now, or they're divorced already, or...
They're separated. Oh. They're not divorced yet, but yeah, they don't live together. So my husband is either in denial or he's so oblivious. He texted them both back saying, of course, no problem. You can stay with us.
Oh, okay. Ouch.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
Wait, so does the other parent know that, like, do they know that your husband said yes to both of them?
I don't know if they know yet. He just told me, oh, no, I told them both, of course. And I was like, what? So I haven't talked to them yet. I'm trying to figure out what I should do. I personally think this year we should just tell them that, to be fair, nobody should stay with us. They should just find a hotel for the week. But, you know, of course, my husband thinks that's cruel and disrespectful to have either of them stay at a hotel.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. How awkward is that going to be in the house, though? Are they amicable,
exactly,
or are they, like, I don't.
How can they be amicable if they're split?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
After 40 years of marriage, why are you breaking up now? You're old people. That's just, okay.
I'm trying to.
Well, this is a tough one.
Yeah. So you think, no, just like, let's stay on neutral ground and nobody stays.
Which is good, good. It would be tough for me, though, too, to tell my parents to stay at a hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then who do you have stay? You know, if both don't stay, then which one do you choose? And then you're choosing, so.
Okay, we're going to put it out to our therapists out there listening right now, 222-2899.
Yeah,
whose side are you on? Are you siding with the wife, Katie? Stay at a hotel, nobody stays at the house. Or are you siding with the husband? Everybody is welcome to stay, divorced or not.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Calls. Hello.
Hi. Hi. Couples therapy.
Yes.
Okay. I say, first of all, her husband has to deal with it because they're his parents, and he sort of accidentally created the situation.
Yes, he did.
So if the wife deals with it, she's going to be the bad guy no matter what. So he has to do it.
Okay.
True.
And I think that it's on them. I think he needs to explain to them, listen, I told each of you you could stay here. You have to decide between the two of you, are you amicable and are going to be comfortable that way? Or is only one of you going to stay here? And then you two have to figure out which one it will be.
Oh, pass the buck. I love it.
Well, because it's their issue. It's not the son and his wife's issue. It's the parents' issue.
Yeah.
Do you remember the TV show Everybody Loves Raymond?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There was an episode about this. And
really?
Everybody Loves Raymond. Yeah. And it was awkward. So tell them to go watch the show.
Oh, there you go.
Right?
Send them a link to the video.
No. Okay. Exactly. So, and hopefully they'll be mature enough to figure out the right
decision. Well, and they may be getting along better than we think, and they might be able to make it work.
Well, gosh, you would
hope. But
if
after not, 40 they got to figure out who's staying somewhere else.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I see no reason why they can't just suck it up for the week and stay. And listen, I mean, look, you're affecting the kids, which is the husband, wife, and the grandkids, if there are any. I mean,
could you stay in a house for a week with your ex-wife?
I would have to if it's for my family. It's not just them and they're gone now that they're, you know, out of the house. You don't have to think about them again.
Okay.
You're the one who's all about family. And I mean, really, seriously.
Right.
And if anything.
Right. I don't know. I sat right next to my ex-husband when we were going through our divorce at every kid concert and baseball game, and people didn't even know we were getting a divorce.
Wow. Okay. Well, we got to hope
that's what you do if you're grown-ups and are being mature for your family.
Yes.
Thank you. Hello, The Buzz. Good morning.
Hi. This is in response to the person who called in about the parents.
Yeah, the couples therapy.
Yeah. So my thought would be that the parents should talk and decide which one is going to stay there for the week if they can't both stay there for the week. And then if they can't decide on one, then the couple could offer that one stays for the first part of the week and then the other stays for the latter part of the week.
Shared custody of the parents.
Oh, that's a good
point.
There
you go.
Yes.
Shared custody. Maybe you can. Oh, I got an idea. How about if you take him to the local YMCA? You put him in the center of the basketball court, and you throw the basketball up, and whoever punches it first gets to stay the first half.
There you go.
Jump ball.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's got to be a compromise.
Very good. Thanks for your help. Thanks for being a therapist on Couples Therapy this morning.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.